Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. A U.S. military leader says that China could be the world's number one military in a very short time. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
China could invade Taiwan in the next 6 years and assume global leadership. That's according to a U.S. admiral warning that this could be the case.
Well, Jimmy, it sounds to me that Admiral Philip Davidson, who's the commander of the Indo-Pacific Command, must be at the end of his tour to become so candid in his testimony before Congress. The things that he said earlier this week are absolutely extraordinary, I think. Number one, he said that the threat to Taiwan by Communist China is extreme. He said Taiwan is clearly one of their ambitions. He said that the threat is manifest during this decade, quote, in fact, in the next 6 years. So he is expecting an invasion of Taiwan within the next 6 years by Communist China. He also pointed out that China's Navy is now bigger than the U.S. Navy. They have over 350 surface ships. We may have better quality ships. We certainly have more aircraft carriers. They only have two today, but they're building another two. And the number four in that list will be their first nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. People think of China as a regional power. You do not need a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier that allows you to stay at sea for basically forever without refueling. You don't need that unless you want to go beyond the South China Sea, beyond even in the Indian Ocean. You need that to steam around the world the way we do with our aircraft carrier group. So this naval expansion of Communist China is very worrying.
Ken Timmerman explaining how China could assume world military leadership in a very short time. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Both the United States and China are vying to be number one militarily in our world today. Now, with China having the largest navy in the world, it sets this communist nation in a position to be number one militarily as well. With America not mentioned in Bible prophecy, and China foretold to be a major force in the last days, Revelation chapter 16 and verse 12. And then add to that China having a partnership with the Antichrist in the last days, Ken's report of China's aggressive moves in our world today is helping us to understand how this communist nation is set to fulfill Bible prophecy very, very quickly. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...